enjoyed the, hearing the songs. The last one was Need Every Hour. I wish I knew a bit of Shona.
And rapafadzwa nenzimbo zvikuruseka pedzira kuimbwa.
And
rapafadzwa nekambokeshona akadai ndaigona kuimba pamechete ne.
At this time, let's turn to our feet.
Team, sumuke netsoka dzedu.
Deuteronomy 19.
Tiende kuna Deuteronomy 19.
Verse 14.
Verse 14.
It says, "Thou shalt not remove thy neighbor's landmark, which they of old time have set in thine inheritance, which thou shalt inherit in the Lord, the land that the Lord thy God giveth thee to possess it."
Usashandura miganu yowo kwako yakatarwa navekare panhaka yako yauchazopiwa panyika yaunopiwa na Jehovah Mwari wako kuti ive yako.
And we come also to Deuteronomy 27.
Tuenda kuna Deuteronomy 27.
Verse 17. It says, "Cursed be he that removeth his neighbor's landmark, and all the people shall say, Amen."
Gatukwe munhu unoshandura muganhu wehama yake. Zvino vanhu vose vanofarira kuti Amen.
Proverbs chapter 22.
Proverbs chapter 22.
It says in verse 28.
You know, tipa, verse 28.
"Remove not the ancient landmark which thy fathers have set."
Usabvisa migano wekare wakaiswapo namadzibaba ako.
So it's ancient landmark.
Saka yakaiswa namadzibaba wekare.
Come to Proverbs 23 verse 10.
Tuenda ku Proverbs 23 verse 10.
It says, "Remove not the old landmark and enter not into the fields of the fatherless."
Usabvisa migano wekare uye usapinda paminda yenherera.
So here it says old landmark.
Apa yakutaura kuti migano yekare.
Let us pray.
Ngatinamate.
Our Father, we come before your presence. We give you glory and praise. Thank you for your word that has been read. We know, O Father, that any person with basic knowledge of the alphabet and basic reading skills can turn the pages of this holy book and read from it. But Father God, it takes you to speak something to us that can stir our faith and somehow transform us more and more into your image. We pray, Father, committing the preaching of your word into your hands in the name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. God bless you richly, brothers and sisters. Amen. I think my favorite services is when I'm seated and enjoying to hear someone else preach.
Ini ndiwanzo farira service yekuti ndinenge ndakagara pasi ndichiropafadza nemumwe achiparidza.
But the Bible says, "Do unto others what you want them to do for you."
Bible rinoti ita kune vamwe zvaunoda kuti vakuitirewo.
So sometimes when you are cornered by these circumstances, you also begin to visualize and picture if we don't do unto others what we want them to do for us, how it shall be when we have your wonderful ministers and pastor maybe comes to Botswana.
Then
they say, "Okay, we also sit, preach." Amen. So we just would like to appreciate the Lord for his mercy and grace. It's not that we have anything better or anything new, because all that we can say has already been said by Elijah of the end time. And all we can try to do is just to try to
compliment
the good work that your pastor and ministers are already doing. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Sometimes the message is like a big elephant. Someone can just see one leg and says the whole elephant.
mwanongoona gumbo wane kuti ah ndonzo uyese.
Another one maybe just the trunk and he says that's a big elephant.
Mumwe anongoona chimhuno chenzou yavo kuti ah nzou ihombe.
But sometimes it takes people looking at it from different directions to appreciate the picture.
Asi zvinoda vanhu vaona nemativi akasiyana siyana kuti tive nemufananidzo wakakwana.
I believe there's an old scripture in the Old Testament.
Ndetenda pane gwaro riri kuTestament yekare.
That says
rinoti
if Hazael's arrow misses him,
kana museve waHazael ukapotsa,
the arrow of Jehu will not miss him.
Museve waJehu hauzopotsi.
And if Jehu misses him,
kana Jehu akamupotsa.
And Brother Branham says Jehu is the evangelist.
Brabanamati Jehu ndiye muvhangeri.
And if a Jehu misses him,
zvino kana Jehu akamupotsa,
the Bible says Elisha will not miss him.
Hanzi Elisha hazopotsi.
So that's how it is with the fivefold ministry.
Those are zviri neshimiro yakapetwa kashanu.
We are fighting the same enemy.
Tirikurisa nemuenge mumwe chete.
And if an evangelist misses the enemy from his angle, from his vantage point,
pamwe muvhangeri anogona kupotsa muvengi nepashimiro yake yekuvhangera.
Teacher's arrow will not miss him.
Asi museve wemudzidzisi haumupotsi.
If the teacher misses him,
kana mudzidzisi akapotsa,
an apostle will not miss him.
Maapostola hambopotsa.
Even an apostle misses him somehow,
kana maapostola apotsa neimwe nzira,
pastor will not miss him.
Mufundisi haapotsi.
There's no hiding place for the enemy.
Hapana muvengi paanohwandira.
Because he is completely cornered.
Nekuti akakomberedzwa.
Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Zita raJehovha ngarikudzwe.
No wonder the Bible says,
saka Bhaibheri
richiti, it is for the perfecting of the body.
Hanzi ushumira kapeta kashano ndeyekukwanisa mutumbi.
So tonight maybe roughly for an hour we probably could speak on the landmarks and the borders of our inheritance.
Pamwe kweka nguva kangasvike hour takupinda tichitaura pamusoro pemiganhu.
The borders, the landmarks and borders of our inheritance.
Tichitaura pamusoro pemiganhu yenzimbo yedu yenhaka.
We realize that the land of Canaan was a real physical land on the
ground. Woko dzemuganhu yenhaka yedu.
It had borders.
Yaive nemiganhu.
And landmarks.
Nehoko.
As God predetermined them in Genesis 15.
Says akafano kutemerwa namwari muna Genesis 15.
Before there was an Isaac.
Pasati pana Isaac.
The land him and his seed was to possess.
Nyika yavaiti iwe nenhaka yake yaizotora.
God already predefined.
Yakanga yatofano kutarwa namwari.
The boundaries.
Miganu.
The borders and the landmarks.
Miganu nehoko dzacho.
Of what Abraham's seed shall possess.
Kuti zvichatorwa nembeu ya Abraham.
Talk about predestination.
Sitara pamusoro pekufano temerwa.
Yes, my brother.
Hongu hama.
There's a place for each one of us in the body.
Pane nzvimbo yemumwe nemumwe wedu mumutumbi.
Not when you come to the altar that day when you repent.
Kwete pawakauya altar pawakatendeuka.
But God predetermined before the foundation of the world.
Asi Mwari vakatofanira kuzvitemera nyika ino isati yavambwa.
Now let's realize something here.
Ngatichereteze chimwe chinhu pano.
That when God defines this land, the borders of the land,
Mwari pavanotsanangura miganhu yenyika iyi,
says the river of Egypt shall be to the south.
Hanzi rwizi rweEgypt runenge riri kuzasi.
One of the boundaries.
Ndo mumwe memiganhu.
Then he says towards the east.
Hanzi akuenda kumabhazuva.
The river Euphrates or Euphrates.
Kune rwizi rweEuphrates.
And then we see now Canaan.
Zvino takuona Canaan.
Somehow fixed above Egypt.
Tona kunge iri pamusoro peEgypt.
Northwards above Egypt.
Kumusoro kweEgypt.
And we see Egypt below.
Tona Egypt iri kuzasi kweCanaan.
And Babylon towards the east.
Tona Babylon iri kumabhazuva kweCanaan.
And God tells Israel.
Mwari wotaura Israel.
When you get to that land.
Pamuchaenda panyika
iyi. Don't go beyond the great river, the river Euphrates.
Musayambukira kuenda mhiri kwerwizi rukuru rweEufrates.
Don't cross into Babylon.
Musayambuka kuenda muBabylon.
But come out of Egypt.
Asibudai muEgypta.
And cross Jordan.
Moyambuka Jordan.
And step into your inheritance.
Mobva mapinda munhaka yenyu.
Now geographically speaking,
zvinotichinyatsotarisa chaipo painzvimbo iyi.
We know that north is always called up.
Zvino kana titaranye north kana kuti kumusoro kunenge kuri kumusoro.
Down.
Kana zvichinzi south kuzasi.
And also the prophet tells us.
Muprofita anotaurira.
That the throne of God in heaven.
Chigaro chaMwari chekudenga.
Is northwards.
Chiri kumusoro.
And it says north speaks of a place of authority.
Zvino hanzi nzvimbo yekumusoro inotaura nzvimbo yekutonga.
Therefore if Canaan,
zvino kana Canaan,
is northwards above Egypt,
iri kumusoro kweEgypta,
then it means Egypt is below Canaan and under Canaan.
Zvino rati Egypta iri kuzasi kweCanaan uye iri pasi peCanaan.
And Egypt is the world.
Zino iti pita ndiyo nyika.
And my brother, my sister.
Ama anzazi.
Oh, sin is under your feet if you are in Canaan.
Kivise se chiri pasipetoka zako kana uri mukenani.
Sickness under your feet.
Urwela uri pasipetoka zako.
Sorrow under your feet.
Kutsamwa kose kusuruwara uri pasipetoka zako.
Babylon away from you.
Babylon iri kure newe.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And now when you talk about borders and landmarks, you cannot
speak
about that without speaking about jurisdiction.
Because certain
jurisdiction works within borders and
boundaries.
I cannot imagine a situation where we are coming maybe from Gaborone to here. Somewhere around Norton, we see a police vehicle. And it's written Botswana Police Service. And the police are Botswana Police Service uniform. And they've mounted a roadblock. And one of them jumps on the road.
Say,
hey, you stop!
Say, hey, Mira!
We are not obligated to stop.
Atina mvumo yekumira pakadaro.
Yes, he's a police officer.
Wongo mupurisa zake.
But we, if we stop,
asitikamira,
it will be out of patriotism.
Izvinda zvekungoti takungoremekedza kuti mupurisa.
To persuade them.
Toedza kuvagombedzera.
Stop being a disgrace to our nation.
Kuti musatinyadzisoi imi vanhu vekuBotswana.
When we speak to them to say, excuse me.
Tovati tinokumbirawo.
Do you know geography? Do you have an atlas with you? You are a police officer. But your jurisdiction
is
at the plum tree border. You have no authority. You have no power here because you are outside your landmarks and your
borders.
And we would whisper to him in our vernacular language.
And say, please.
Quickly remove the uniform at least.
Kurumidza ikubvisa uniform.
Take your speed trap and everything.
Mogadzira zvese zvamina zvomorongedza.
And retreat and go back home.
Modzokera kumba kuBotswana.
Jurisdiction.
Nekuti kunoko hamuna mvumo yekushandira kuno.
Tied to boundaries and borders.
Zvinenge zvakabatwa nemigano.
Amen.
Amen.
Now, when you are away from Egypt and you have now migrated to Canaan.
Wabva muEgipita wamu Canaan.
The story becomes different.
Yeah, you know, by Asiana.
Let me pick a quote here.
So the guy Torechinokorwapano.
The prophet of God says,
Prophet Amaranot,
in the message Invisible Union of the Bride of Christ, says so we can be thankful as pilgrims like Abraham.
Separate
ourselves from the things of the world. All of our associates.
Abraham
was a pilgrim.
Abraham, I am Fambi.
God has separated us from all dead religion.
As
I am speaking across the nation now,
all
dead creeds. And to what? So where has he separated us to? Separated us and opened to us a new land, a new message for this day, a new land, a new message for us. Amen.
Amen.
So if we hold it on the premise
that
the new land before us
is
the new message of the day. And when you have migrated from the world or come out of
Babylon
and come into the
Canaan,
come into the new land, then your tent is no more pitched in Egypt.
You are in another land.
Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Now, think of King Pharaoh.
Funga pamusoro pa King Pharaoh.
Trying to control you while you are in Canaan. Achiedza kukutonga iwe uri muKenan,
Pharaoh.
You will say to him, excuse me, sir.
Unongomuti ndinokumbirawo kachangamire.
Do you know about boundaries?
Munoziva here pano gumira miganhu yenyu.
You used to be my master.
Maimbove tenzi wangu hongu.
When I was down in Egypt.
Pananga ndiri zasi Egypt.
But my tent. There's no more peace in Egypt.
Peter.
I am now in another land. I have migrated, I have moved.
Ndakafamba, ndakabuda.
You have no power over me. You are not the king of Canaan. You are the king only of Egypt.
Muri mambo Egypt, Peter.
I don't take instructions from you.
Zamuno
taura. But I take instructions from the king of the new land.
Kumuna mambo wenyika
I take instructions from God.
Namwari.
I take instructions
Dinorairwa.
From the Lord Jesus Christ.
Na ishe Jesu Kristo.
Amen.
Amen.
So when we are in another land,
kana time ni iminyika.
You are in Canaan, as the prophet says. Canaan represents the dispensation of the Holy Ghost.
Tirimu Canaan says not in profit to Canaan Yorea, Chizera, Ratavare Muyamseni.
And then you can imagine hell police service.
Toba Tawana Mapirisa Mapurisa Gukena
Canaan.
Oba is a roadblock umkena and Mapurisa Gukena.
Egypt police service.
Mapurisa Egypt.
Babylon police service.
Mapurisa Egu Babylon.
Mounting a roadblock against you in Canaan.
Akakwisira roadblock umkena and
you are not obligated to stop.
Auna mvumo yekumira ipapo.
If you stop,
ukamira,
you'll be reminding hell and its subjects.
Urukutonga rangarizwa igere ne vanhu varo. Kuti aiwa.
You are in a wrong place here.
Ukungodangova udza kuti muri munzimbo isiriyo.
Here you have no right to operate whatsoever.
Ikunoko hamuna mvumo yekuita basa
ramuri kuita. No power, no jurisdiction.
Hamuna simba, hamuna mvumo.
On the inhabitants of this land.
Pavanhu vagare vemunyika ino iyi.
Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Zara she
garu. The Bible tells us.
Bible
rinotaura. When you read in Leviticus 18.
Tikaverenga muna Leviticus 18.
The Lord says to Israel, in verse 24 and 25 of Leviticus 18,
defile
not ye yourself in any of these things. For in all these, the nations are defiled which I cast out before you.
Leviticus 18, verse 24.
And the land is defiled. Therefore I do visit the iniquity thereof upon it, and the land itself vomiteth out her inhabitants. So that land of
Canaan
was a land that when the inhabitants defile it,
it vomits them out.
Sounds like a living land.
Amen.
Amen. One time it vomited Israel to Babylon. And then they were restored back in the times of Nehemiah the governor and Ezra.
The temple
was rebuilt. The city of Jerusalem was restored. But after they crucified their own Messiah,
the land vomited
them to all nations. Where
is
the land that vomited its inhabitants?
And
this message of the hour, those that try to defile it and vomit them out, they land out there outside the message. Even if they can claim it, but it
vomits
them out there. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Because it shall not be defiled. Amen.
Amen.
Because this gospel is not just a claim, it's a reality. Sometimes when you are walking in the streets, you can come to a yard or a compound or a home where there's a big placard by the gate. It has a picture of a scary bull terror dog. And it's written, "Beware of the dog." Sometimes the picture alone will scare the lights out of you until you don't even dare go in. But sometimes if you are courageous enough and decide to stay or rather to go in, you will be shocked. You will not find neither a dog nor cat nor mouse.
Kana
no cockroach, nothing.
Kana
it's just a claim outside.
Chikwangu,
inside, there's no reality.
Asimukata,
no Blessed be the name of the Lord. And I believe that my brother, my sister, your Christianity as a believer,
that's
not just a claim by word of mouth outside, but there's a reality inside you whereby you are a new creation. At times, when we were little boys, we really desire to drive.
Drive a motor.
And maybe about 4 or 5 years of old of age, we would find an old scrap of a car with no wheels, no engine, no suspension system. Not even a seat inside.
Seat
inside.
And
we imagine it's a real car. And we begin to start the engine, which is
the engine.
With the mouth now.
Nemuromo.
Say,
Then you start raving.
That's just a claim, that's just imagination. And my brother, my sister, that's what denominations are doing. That's what they are trying to do. They sit in something that has no motion, something with no life, and they imagine it's alive, they imagine it can move, and after all the noise, they are still stuck where they were.
But we still know
that this message is real life. This message is a living message. This message is the only place where there's life. That's why your journey to the message, you are like a wise man of the end time. In your heart, something yearned and longed for reality. And you began to march. Like the wise man, saying, "Where is he, King of the Jews?" And maybe you landed in the Seventh-day Adventist.
They told you he's here.
They taught you to sing like an angel. And taught you a lot about food hygiene.
What to eat, what not to eat.
And how not to touch anything on a Saturday, which is the Sabbath. Amen. And they say, don't work, don't do anything on that day. But if we become scientific, we can prove that they're actually working. Because work equals to force times distance.
Work is go to force times distance.
So when they are walking to church, there's force and there's distance.
Pane kutashandisa simba ende pane nhano ya uchafamba kapa.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And they will be singing so much on that day still. And yet they claim it's the Sabbath. They don't realize what the real Sabbath is.
If
you enter into God's rest,
and
no more labor against sin, filled with the Holy Ghost of God, you have reached a place of inner settlement. That's the true Sabbath. And after a while, your heart, something began to say, where is he? And you marched out. And maybe you landed among the followers of Johane Masuwe or Johane Marange. You'd go to the bush kushandira every weekend. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
And they told you he's here. He did all the rituals. But after 1 or 2 or 3 years, something you said, but he's not here. I may not know how he is like. I may not know how he looks like.
And
something in me tells me he's not here. Where is he, King of the Jews? marched out.
Wakabuda muchipostori.
Felt the landmarks were not quite right.
Kana ta miganu yaone huko dzao. Haisiriyo nyika
yivimbiso.
Haisiriyo Kenani.
Hallelujah. And maybe you landed among the Zionists. The ones that beat traditional drums and dance in circles.
Pamwe wakapinda vembungu ezertsc.
No, not the TV, but the ones that tie ropes around their hands and
yes,
and, amen. The ones that wear long garments.
Vanopfeka ma dress marefu.
Gowns.
Ma garments marefu.
Like academic gowns.
Senge kunge ma gown yevano graduata.
And sometimes some of their priests and preachers, they wear a triple crown like the Pope.
Some mama priests are over cool, one of chakafana necha papa.
And as they dance in circles, I think they'll just be really vindicating that we are going nowhere. We are just going around the same mountain.
Vanenge vachingoratidza mukutamba kwako kutendera kuti hapana kwatiri kuenda tirikungotenderera pano.
And back home, they even sing a song.
Kwedu uko vanoikamboka
vane go to Bible.
Vanoti ngatiendei kuBhabhironi.
Yes, they'll be going sweating.
Chokwadi chai vanotoimba vachitendera kuti handei kuBhabhironi. Handei kuBhabhironi.
Let's go to Babylon. Babylon.
Vachienda kuBhabhironi.
You are already in Babylon by saying, let's go to Babylon.
Utori kuBhabhironi.
You are proving it.
Uri kutozviratidza.
Maybe you became a star dancer among them.
Pamwe wakaita mutambi ane mukurumbira uri imomo.
But something along the way say he is not here.
Pane chimwe chakazokudza kuti haasi muno.
Why is he king of the Jews?
Ari kupi kumambo wemajudha?
Maybe you marched out to ZCC.
Ndipo wabuda ukaenda ku ZCC.
And if you are a brother, maybe they gave you some khaki uniform.
Kana uri hama pamwe wakapfekedzwa makaki.
One that resembles the colonial days police officers.
Inobva yakuranganidza mujoni wemunguva yemapurisa echichena.
And helmet like the old time police officer.
Nechi helmet chakafanana nemapurisa a Queen.
And some heavy shoes.
Nebhutsu dzinorema.
With the sole made out of recycled tires.
Ne nemazinyatera akagadzirwa nematai.
Maybe we should leave recycling to environmentalists.
Ngatisiye nyaya yekurecycler kune vanoita nezve maonere mamiriro ekunzaya.
And they take Ephesians 6. Their uniform is based on misinterpreting Ephesians chapter 6.
Uniform yavo ka yakazorora pakuti vakatadza kududzira Ephesians chapter 6.
It says the helmet of salvation.
Yakati hanzi ngowani yeriponesa.
Breastplate of righteousness, they put their star.
Novo inochenge. Vanoisa chii?
Shoes with readiness. That's why their shoes, they are very, very, they stand out.
Ndosaka changu dzavo dzinoonekera pane vamwe vese.
But it's misinterpretation of Ephesians.
Ah, vakatadza kududzira Ephesians.
They told you he's here.
Vakakudzai kuti ari muno muzetsi.
After all, we have Mount Moriah just here in Petersburg area.
Zvino tine Mount Moriah iri kuno ku Petersburg.
And if you want to see he's here, you must jump.
Kana kuda kuona kuti ari muno setuka.
You jump so much with your heavy shoes.
Ah, vakasetuka nebhutsu dzako dzinorema.
So much as to cause so much soil erosion.
Zvaka vakasetuka chaizvo. Ah, ivura kaona namo.
And maybe at first you thought he was really there.
Wakashinga wakafunga kuti
wasvika. But after a little while you discover no.
Ah, mushine mekangu akazvinota.
He's not here. Why is he king of the Jews?
Ari kupi kumambo wemajudha?
But one day, like the wise men,
asi rimwe zuva se
they were led by the star.
Vakatungamirwa nenyeredzi.
All the way from the east.
Kubva kure kumabvazuva.
To Bethlehem of Judah.
Kuenda ku Bethlehem ye
Judah. Where they found the lion of the tribe of Judah.
Kwavakaona shumba yerudzi re Judah.
A young child.
Mwana mundiki.
In the house with his mother Mary.
Ari mumba namai vake Mary.
He was no longer a baby in a manger.
Anga sirika rusava
kare muchidziro. But he was now a young child.
Anga mwana sezvinotaura ne Bible.
About the age of 2.
Pamwe kumakore anga ite
2. That's why Herod said.
Ndosaka Herod akati.
Kill all the children.
Urai vaye vana vose.
2 years and below.
Vane makore 2 zvichidzika.
Because the shepherds are the ones that found him a baby in a manger.
Vafudzi vemakaindo vakamona ari karusava.
They found Mary and the young child.
Asi vachenjere zvinonzi vakaona Maria nemwana atoti kureiwo.
But please note the accuracy of that star.
Asi tarisai mone kunyatso nanga kwenyeredzi.
It was exactly over a house.
Yakamira pamusoro pemba.
Where the word made flesh was underneath.
Pakanga paine mwana uyu.
and the seven stars in the right hand of Jesus. Particularly the seventh star in our day.
Oh, the Lord
that leads you all the way to exactly where Christ is. That's why we can say with this message, this is not guesswork. We are not guessing what we are believing. But we know whom we have believed. We know we have been led to Christ. We know God sent a real Elijah.
Because that Mary got to meet Elijah, who was the Christ, who won't go ahead with Zira.
To guide us to where Christ is. And when you reach this message and believed it, no longer ask, where is he? Because you had arrived in Bethlehem of Judah. You have arrived where you belong. You have arrived where he is. We have seen his star from the west. We have come to worship him. Amen.
Amen.
Blessed be the name of the Lord. Isn't the Lord wonderful?
Brother?
Now let's realize something here quickly. As it doesn't take long. Even animals, they seem to know about their landmarks and their borders and their boundaries and territory.
Mukati noto ziva miganu yazo. Kunyange ne
noko a dog is outside its home.
Kana imbwa iri kunze kwemba yayo.
Toss it around and chase it.
Munokwanisa kuimhanyisa muchituka
muchisa. As soon as it jumps the fence into its yard.
Asika dzokera kumba kwa tenzi yayo.
The same dog that was running away.
Imbwa yanga ichikutiza.
And faces you.
Inokutarisa yobva
yafesa.
Somehow
it begins to believe, I have arrived. I shall fear no evil. I don't believe a dog will have more revelation than we do.
That the enemy
used to toss you outside Christ, outside the promised land, but when you cross the fence into Christ, when you cross the fence into your inheritance, you can stand flat-footed and say, I shall not be moved.
Amen.
Blessed be the name of the Lord. As little boys in the 70s, we used to have territorial fights in the grassy lands.
Livestock like cows
and goats and donkeys. Sometimes there will be a river and we say, those ones, the other side.
Those
Ian Smith soldiers.
We're
on the southern part of the river. We are soldiers. Out in the bush, parents never used to know about those things. And sometimes there will be little fights. Territorial, amen. Sometimes you get home, and maybe your cheek is swollen because you were really beaten. Maybe three boys just accosted you and
commented
you and beat you until you also admitted that today I understand the meaning of the word being beaten. Get home, the parents ask you, what happened?
You
find a 5-year, 6-year old boy say, I was kicked by a cow.
But no bone is broken.
Strange. Amen. But you know, when now those maybe 2 or 3 boys beat you, maybe they're slightly older than you. One day you meet one of them and you are with your bigger brother who is bigger than them all. As soon as you see that boy, you start rejoicing and say, yeah, today is my day. And you're not even singing a new song that you compose instantly. And your big brother will be wondering, what's happening to my son? You'll be dancing like a little happy dog around you. And that boy is bigger than you but smaller than your brother. He is frozen there like frozen fish. He doesn't know what to do because he knows that day has arrived finally for the deal to be squared up. And when you get to him, even if he's taller than you, towering tall like Karigam came on the building.
Akareba sekarika mumbe.
You would lift up your little finger.
Unosumudza kamunye
vako. Right to his nose.
Pamuno
yake. As I do like last time.
Oh, but it does work in the Bible. It does work in the Bible.
And you'll be shivering.
Oh, yes, tanga
kudeda. Because you don't have confidence in yourself.
Nekuti iwe hauna kushinga. Asi une
confidence. Yes, in your big brother.
Mune mukoma wako waunaye.
Oh, my brother, my sister.
Ama anzazi.
We are not alone in this journey.
Atisitega murwendo uru.
The devil used to beat us down.
Diabora
imbotirova. Outside our boundaries.
Tiri kunze kwemiganhu.
He claimed us down.
Akatirovera pasi.
He hammered us.
Akatirova.
Until we were really defeated.
Kusvika takanyatsokundwa.
But now that you are with Christ.
Asi zvino tana mukoma Kristu.
The captain of the hosts of the Lord.
Eh, muchinda wenyembe shani.
That you are with Christ.
Kana wina Kristu.
The angel of the covenant.
Ngirozi yesungano.
The five star general.
Mukure hondo anenyembe shani.
Never lost a battle.
Asatambo kundwa.
The one who will never lose a battle.
Asingambo vaka kundwa.
Oh, you can now face that enemy.
Wakutsadza nemuvengi.
Do like last time.
Wozi chimboita zvawakaita. Chimboita zvawakaita.
Not because you have confidence in yourself.
Kwete nekuti iwe ndiwe une simba.
Because you have confidence.
Asine une kuvimba.
He that is with you.
Kune uyo anewe. Unoti,
I will be with you.
Akavimbisa kuti tave nemi kunyange mamuri.
Up to the end of the world.
Kusvika kumagumo enyika.
Though I walk.
Kunyange ndichifamba.
In the valley of the shadow of death.
Mumpata mvuru yerufu.
I shall fear no evil.
Handitye zvakaipa.
Why?
Say.
Because thou art with me.
Imi muneni.
Thy rod and thy staff they comfort me.
Mutsimbo wenyu nemudonzo wenyu zvinonyinyaradza.
We have no reason to fear.
Hatina chikonzero chokutya.
Because when you fear.
Ukatya.
I can't imagine that little boy fearing when he is with his big brother.
Handingafungidzire mukomana achitya yane mukoma mukuru kana achitya.
It means.
Zvinoreva kuti.
He is indirectly saying to his brother.
Ari kungoti kune mukoma wake.
You are weak, you can't handle this.
Hamukwanise kumukunda uyu, hamukwanise kumurova uyu.
And the prophet of God says.
Profeta waMwari anoti.
When you have seen God do so much for you.
Ukana Mwari akuitira zvakanyanya. Akudzikinura baba zviri, akushandira upenyu.
And give you so much victory.
Okupa kukunda kwakanyanya.
And you see the enemy approaching you.
Obvaona muvengi achiuya kwauri.
If you fear the enemy.
Ukatya muvengi.
It's an insult to Jehovah.
Uri kutotuka Mwari.
You are indirectly saying to God.
Urikungoti kuna Mwari.
Lord, you can't handle this.
Mwari nyaya yahombe kwamuri.
But my brother, cheer up, my sister, cheer up.
Ama ndadzi ndoda kukukurudzirai. Na Mwari.
All things are possible.
Zvinhu zvose zvinokwanisika.
For who is like unto our God?
Nekuti ndiani ko akaita samwari wedu.
It's not like their rock.
Dombo redu rakasiya nedombo rawo.
Our enemies be witnesses.
Amen.
Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Now let's realize animals, they know about territory.
Mukadzino ziyamiganu.
Somehow,
nemo nzira.
They have territorial advantage.
Zino toshandisa kuti kana iri munzimbo yayo haikundwe.
I cannot imagine any one of you.
Anengambofungira mumwe wenyu pano.
Maybe have you a quarrel with a crocodile by Zambezi River.
Mova warwisana negarwe muZambezi River.
And the crocodile says, just come into the water, let's negotiate inside the water.
Oba, iyo garwe rova rati apinda mumvura munoti taurirane.
You will say no, retreating, going
back. Ayo, not ayo, akwete, handinyengedzwe zvakadaro.
Because you know,
unoziva,
the water is its territory.
Nekuti rine simba mumvura.
Everything is strong in its place.
Nekuti chinzeta chine
simba munzvimbo yacho. And the water has territorial advantage.
Zvino kana garo riri mumvura rine simba raro.
And when you catch the fish,
kana uchibata hove,
pull it to the land because that's where you live.
Unoidonzera kuunza panyika.
You know your way around the land.
Nekuti unozati unoziva nzira dzako panyika.
And when an eagle catches its prey,
kana chapungu chikabata nyama yacho
chinoenda kudenga. Territorial advantage.
Nekuti kudenga uko inoziva kuti inokunda. Inoziva mafambiro ayo kudenga mumhepo.
Each one of us.
Mumwe nemumwe wedu.
We are strong in our place.
Tinozati nesimba munzimbo yedu.
You are strong in your position.
Unenge une simba munzimbo yako.
Amen.
Amen.
That's why you should not want Ephraim's mountain if you are Caleb.
Does like I was singing at Gomora Ephraim can only Caleb.
Does like Caleb pakati ndibe Gomora. I want Ephraim's mountain.
Andidi Gomora Ephraim.
I don't want Manasseh's mountain.
Andidi Gomora Manasseh.
I want my mountain.
Ndoda Gomora ngu ini.
Amen.
Amen.
Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Zitarashe ngari kuzwe.
And when we are in Christ, we have territorial advantage over the enemy.
Zvino kana tiri muna Kristu tinenge tichikwanisa kukunda muvengi.
He does not know the way.
Haazive nzira.
Inside there.
Yekuti tinoshanda sei.
After all, the prophet says.
Saka muprofita achiti.
When you are sealed in Christ.
Kana wasimbiswa muna Kristu.
Devil is sealed out.
Nyika yasimbiswa kunze.
And you are beyond the devil's reach.
Waakure kwekuti diabhori hakwanise kukubata.
Like Pharaoh tried to reach out to Israel to reach them and bring them back.
But
God had given them total deliverance. And he made them to go beyond the Pharaoh's reach. He could not retrieve them to bring them back. Oh, my brother.
Ama.
Do you realize what they came out of is what was following them?
And
that's very common.
Amen.
When you came out, your old habits of before you believed are the ones that the Spirit will try to follow you. But when you are still in Christ, you are beyond the devil's reach. Says for the devil to come and arrive where you are,
he has got to be
justified, sanctified, and filled with the Holy Ghost. By the time he stands next to you, he is a harmless brother in Christ. Amen.
Amen.
That's the big name of
the Lord.
Oh, you watch even snakes, they believe they have a territory. Leopards, lions,
kunyange shumba,
the killer bull,
kunyange
was believing where Brother Branham was passing its territory. And it stood up to try to fight for its territory. Why it believed it was within its boundary? Had the prophet not had that wonderful atmosphere of the love of God around him, he would have been killed by a creature that believed it was in its rightful place. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But we thank God for that atmosphere of the presence of God. That can tame every bully and every bull. That atmosphere around the child of God. That your relatives, when they are distressed and as soon as they step into your house,
so
they begin to feel what it is. Amen.
Amen.
And when they sleep in your house, they sleep flat out. And wake up with a testimony to say, hey, what a sleep, I've not experienced this for many years. Because your house is no fly zone. No witch can come into the house. God has said no flying over here. No flying over your life. No flying over your house. Because whatever you bind on earth is bound in heaven. Whatever you
bind on earth is bound in heaven.
We see even the bees were believing that that was their territory. They began to attack the prophet. Because when you are in your territory, you have territorial advantage.
Brother
Branham speaks about a man who went to try to swim in a sea or something like that. In an ocean. And he was from that area. And when he got there was an old man who has lived there for a long time.
So
young man, don't dare go into this water.
And
the weather is the position of the moon, this is the time of a high dangerous time. And the young man told him, well, I know what I am doing. And the old man says, I have lived here my whole life. I know what I am talking about. And he ignored the advice of the old man and went into the sea. And in no time a high tide came. He did not realize the old man had territorial advantage. He knew the area because he lived in it. Had he listened, he would have survived. Amen.
Amen.
Blessed be the name of the Lord. Now let's realize something here, brothers and sisters. You know, denominations will multiply like mushrooms as we see.
Amen.
Denominations will continue to multiply like mushrooms.
Masangano acharamba achingowanda sehowa sekungoona kwatiri kuita.
Here today, gone tomorrow.
Nasi riripo sangano mangwana haripo.
Because some of them, they are trying to locate the landmarks. Let me read a quote from the prophet about landmarks. Before we get there, Brother Branham says, He likes what the Bible says about Jehoshaphat.
Because
he desired to serve the Lord and cling to the things that his father David did at the beginning.
That in the message,
the hour has come.
Says,
I like that at the beginning, the Bible
says.
In other words, he went back to the old landmark.
And
then they cleaned out the roads. Yes, it would be good for Pentecost to go back to the old landmark. It would be good for all of us to go back to the old landmark and clean the roads. Amen. Then we come further to Father, the hour has come. Paragraph 16, he says.
Paragraph 16,
that God will bless anyone that will go back to the old landmark of the Bible.
Start
from the Bible, not according to theology. But from some man-made theology, but from the true Bible theology. And start from the old landmark and move up. God will move with you. Amen.
Amen.
Blessed be the name of the Lord. Come further here in the message. Still, Father, the hour has come. Paragraph
58.
The time has come that God will gather his church together under the great big banner of the Lord Jesus Christ and pour out his power among them. And great signs and wonders will take place.
The time has come.
The time has come for the Pentecostal church to make a stand. The time has come to circumcise the church and call out all foolishness. The time has come to go back to the old landmark. The time has come for the outpouring. The time has come for the gathering of the people. The time has come for Jesus to come. The time will be here soon to give out our reward. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Now, in the message led by the Spirit of God,
the chief report,
he says, they got away from the old landmark, they got away from the word, the Bible, they got away from the leading of the Holy Ghost, in God's provided way of the approach to fellowship.
Says,
but today, our men and women are getting away from that old
landmark.
They are getting away from the old-fashioned landmark we used to go back. He says, what we need here in this valley is an old-fashioned God sent. Old-fashioned God sent. Sky blue.
The sky blue.
Sin-killing religion. Not a religion that makes sin to faint and rise and faint and rise. But a
sin-killing
religion. Until sin is lowered in a coffin. And
it says,
well, sin, you are
now dead.
You are no more my master. Sin-killing religion. The power of the gospel back in the church again. Through the blood of Jesus, of the Lord Jesus.
Into
fellowship by relationship. By
being
born of the Holy Spirit. Entering into the Pentecostal Shekinah.
Amen.
Amen. So now when you have a piece of land, it's important to know the boundaries and the borders and the landmarks. Otherwise, the neighbor, the church,
they are friends over your inheritance.
And your land shrinks. But when you know, the boundaries and the parameters of what
Gumira iwe munda wako.
As soon as the enemy stretches,
Muvengi panungoda kupinda chete mufeni.
Over what belongs to you,
mune zvako iwe.
You won't even negotiate with him.
Autombo kare pasi kuti
atitaurirane. You just pull out and then push off.
Unongo musaidzira kuti chamari wapinda muzvimbe.
Your jura wall.
Wobva waisa jura wall rako.
And say, thou shalt not trespass on my property.
Wobva wati iwe haudarike mugani yako iyi.
Those who trespass shall be prosecuted. The Bible says, we shall not alter the landmarks. In other words, Canaan should remain Canaan.
Canaan inofanira kuramba
Egypt
Canaan.
Should remain Egypt.
Egypt
Babylon should remain Babylon.
Babylon America Babylon.
And if Egypt thrashes its fence over your inheritance.
Egypt ikaunza fence yenyu panaka yenyu.
And cut away divine healing from you.
Yobva yakutorera kupodzwa.
And cut away peace from you.
Yokutorera rugare.
And cut away joy from you.
Yokubvisira mufaro.
You can stand up and say this is Pharaoh's fence on my inheritance.
Wobva kuti fence yafanira pinda munaka yangu. Haifanira kunge iri pano.
Every promise in the book is mine.
Every verse, every chapter, and there's angu.
You can uproot Pharaoh's fence.
Uno dzura fence ya Faro.
Push it away from you.
Wait, this ayenda kure.
Amen.
Amen.
That's why we thank God for the message of the hour.
Because
when Egypt tried to come in, the message says this fence is not going to move.
Marizo inoti fence inoye marizo haifambe.
Denominationalism Babylonianism tries to stretch.
Kana chidenomination kana chibabilon chada kuedza kupinda.
Ah, the message says I shall not move.
Fence ye message yakasimba haifambe.
Because the landmarks
nekuti hoko
were set by those of old.
Yakaiswa nevekare.
They are ancient, they are old.
Vekare.
And they shall not be altered.
Ah, fanire kushandurwa.
Amen.
Amen.
So that's why we see multiplication of denominations and large numbers.
Saka tiri kuona kuwanda kwemasangano nekukura kwawo.
We live in a time where almost everybody's cousin is a prophet.
Tirikungorarama nguva yekungoti chero hama yako hapana anoshaya hama yake muprofita munomu.
Maybe they meant to say prophet because that's
pamaruda kuedza kuti kuita mari nechinamato here pamwe prophet ne prophet zviri patudzo nepatudzo.
But in the midst of all that,
asi pakati pezvese
there's only one Elijah.
Pane Elia mumwe chete.
Like it was in the days of Elijah the Tishbite.
Says angazviri mazuva eri
ya mutishbite. In the midst of all those prophets of Baal,
pakati
there was
prophets
only
of Baal.
One Elijah the Tishbite.
Paivena Elia mwechete mutishbite.
And some of the churches,
mama chechi,
someone genuinely will be trying to look for something real.
Vamarutoedza kutsvaka chinhu chechokwadi chaizvo.
He's in assemblies of God.
My assemblies of God.
He says, look, ah, the landmarks are not correct.
Ah, muti hoko dzacho migane yacho isiriyo.
And now remember Laodicea is said to be blind.
Zvino rangarira Laodicea inonzi ibofu.
And it's a dark age.
Ende ine rima.
So think of a blind man in darkness.
Saka kutenda kwemunhu ane asingaoni murima.
He goes,
ari kungotsanza zvira.
Things are not well.
Ari kungotsanza zvira hazvina zvinaona kabani.
Yeah, I found the land.
Ah, ndaiwana nyika.
And he starts a new church.
Otanga kereke itsva.
He calls it back to God ministries.
Obvanzi kushumira yekudzokera kuna Mwari.
But remember the blind man in darkness.
Asarangarira kuti munhu ibofu asari murima.
Amen. And we are not dealing with landmarks the way we do as we are black African people. Our landmarks are trees and rivers and
Atumshanda nehoko sezva tinoita isu vanhu vechitema kuti unoti apa muta apa parwizi apa aiwa kwete.
And also maybe a telephone line.
Kana kuti hanzi papore telephone iyo.
Caesar transformer.
Kana kuti pane transformer yezesa iyo.
Kept on adding them to our way of landmarks.
Those that are jaira isu tichiti hoko ndo hoko dzedu.
But we are dealing sometimes with a situation where the peg is below the ground.
Tukutara paiba pa kuti developer anonyatsoesa peg.
It's obvious to the eye.
Zvokuti rinonyatsooneka neziso.
So think of a blind man in darkness trying to locate the pegs that are underground.
Fungai munhu bofu ari kuda kuedza kusaka peg riri pasi.
Blind man in darkness.
Mubofu ari baba murima. Aunga mbova wakavimba naye ye.
So another one within that new church.
Mumwewo mukereke yo.
He says no, the landmarks are not correct.
Obva taiwa mi hoko dzenyadzirizo.
Another blind man in darkness.
Mumwewo bofu rinima.
To locate the landmarks.
Weza kutsaga hoko.
And after one says, yeah, I found it.
Obva ta ndaibata.
Start a new church.
Otanga oke cheche yake.
Christ Embassy Ministry.
Ebenzi Christ Embassy.
And another one in that denomination.
Mumwewo musangano iroro.
Like, no, all is not right.
Obva taiwa muembassy
zvinomira zvakanaka. And also in a blind man in darkness.
Mubofu murima.
Try to locate the landmark.
Weza kutsaga hoko.
And the borders and the parameters.
Ne kutsaga migani
zvese. And he says, yeah, I found it.
Obva ta ndaibata.
Spirit Embassy.
Yakunzi Spirit Embassy.
Amen. And another one maybe in another church.
Mumwewo mune imwe
church. It's like things are not right here.
Obva ta zvino hazvinomira zvakanaka.
We need a real gospel, a real tangible gospel.
Yekuvhari yekuvhangera.
And another blind man in darkness.
Mumwe bofu rimurima.
Tries to locate the landmarks.
Uyedza kutsvaka hoko.
And finally he says, yeah, I found it.
Obva ta ndaibata.
PhD ministry.
Yobva yanzi PhD ministry.
To locate the landmarks.
Kutsvaga hoko.
You need technical knowledge.
Unofanira kunge uchiziva zvekugadzirwa kwehoko dzacho.
You need the light.
Unoda chiedza.
You need to have eyes.
Unofanira kunge une meso.
and you need special technical equipment.
So
locate the peg that is slightly below the ground. Yes, you need so. We see in the days of Paul. Oh, the inheritance was plain to them.
They knew what belonged to them.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The gospel was very clear to
them.
They knew who God was. But along the way in the Dark Ages,
the
pile rubble on the landmarks.
Panga pazara tsina.
Until the landmarks disappear. Catholic rubble, Lutheran rubble.
And
on top of the landmarks. Until even baptism became a mystery. That's how bad it became. Brother
Branham
says you don't even need a revelation for that. Just baptism in the name of the Lord Jesus.
Just
intelligence. You just need common sense.
But denominational
rap made common sense no longer to be common. Until someone has the audacity when he's baptizing a congregant
to
say, Samuel Kumamoto, I baptize you in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost. And if you have common sense, you look up to him to say, which is? Which is? Which is? Which is? Lord, Jesus
Christ.
The rubble became so serious.
Marara akanga awandisa.
They see three persons sitting on the throne, fighting for the throne.
One says
mine, the other one move out
his mind.
It can be bad. Until some of us, when this message found us,
we pray for an hour,
20 minutes to the Father, 20 minutes to the Son, 20 minutes to the Holy Ghost, because you did not want strife to occur in heaven.
That's how
bad it
came.
The landmarks completely disappeared. But God said, I will restore. Amen.
Amen.
And Martin Luther saw a few landmarks and came under inspiration and said, I shall live by faith. God was bringing a restoration slowly but
surely.
A reformation began. John Wesley saw more.
John Wesley akaona
uko zakatwanda. Be sanctified, live a holy life. Ndipo
kungovandudzwa asichenetswa imwe yamtsene.
And as we said, if the landmarks have disappeared, you need a surveyor.
Sino kana uko tsaoneke panodiwa surveyor.
God in the last days has sent a spiritual surveyor.
Mwari mazve kupedzira vakatumira surveyor wepamweya.
And he has got the eyes because he's a seer, he's a prophet. And he has the equipment that God placed it within him. Because God can only speak to his people by a
prophet.
The Lord can only reveal his secrets by a
prophet.
And this seer, a spiritual surveyor of the
earth,
God sent him to come and locate not one or two landmarks, but in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, when he shall begin to serve all the
mystery
of God, all the landmarks
come
into play with him. And our inheritance is exposed to us.
Zino nakaidu ne bai
skopa chena. Amen.
Amen.
And that spiritual surveyor is a prophet.
Surveyor pamwe ya imporofita.
That's why the Bible says, I will send to you. It's not to everybody, but to you. Jesus would say, unto them, it's not given, but unto you. There's that pattern in the four Gospels.
Unto you,
but not unto them.
Them and you.
Them and you.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now let's realize something here as we wind up quickly. One time Abraham went out of the boundaries of
Canaan.
And he started having fear and telling lies.
Akatanga kutya uya kunyepa.
Outside the boundaries lies in fear.
Nekuti kunze kwemiganhu kunonyepwa ende unenge wakutya.
Scared of King Abimelech.
Akatya mambo Abimelech.
Isaac. His son.
Manako mana wake.
My father like son did exactly the same thing.
Akangodzokorora zvakaitwa nababa zvekutya nekunyepa.
Then we see when Israel was in Egypt.
Israel iri kuEgipita.
They became slaves.
Vakava nhapwa.
Outside that land.
Nekuti vanga vakunze kweCanaan.
And we see Naomi in Moab.
Taona Naomi Moab.
She came back saying, "Call me Mara Bitter."
Akauya achiti nditi Mara ndinovava.
And we see Israel in Babylon.
Tona Israel in Babylon.
We know what happened to them.
Tinoziva zvakaitika kwavari.
There was nothing admirable.
Hapana kana
chinoyevedza. No wonder we have Psalms 137. By the rivers of Babylon, we sat and we wept when we remembered
Zion.
No wonder we have the book of Lamentations of Jeremiah. Because Israel was outside the promised land. And when you get outside the message, outside the word of God, outside the boundaries of our inheritance, your life becomes the book of Lamentations.
Amen.
Hallelujah. That's why we have got to stay inside.
Because
the covenant is effective inside. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Now let's realize something here, brothers and sisters. That the law of the time of Jubilee, according to Leviticus
25,
if you are a slave and you are having a hoe still plowing and the master is
busy,
or you are fetching water with an oversized bucket where hardly your hands can reach the top but just the
middle,
or some hard labor.
But
comes the 50th year. And come at the day. And come at the hour. And the minute. And the trumpet of Jubilee sounded. No matter what you are doing at that time, you will turn around and face your master. And say, "Bye bye.
The
authority and jurisdiction over my life. And here I am free." And the Bible says in Leviticus chapter 25, verse 10.
Leviticus 25, verse 10.
Leviticus 25, verse 10. And he shall hallow the 50th year and proclaim liberty through all the land. And
to
all the inhabitants thereof. It shall be a jubilee unto you. And he shall return every man unto his possession.
Amen.
And he shall return every man unto his family.
Amen.
Rinofanira kuve gore rejubhiri kwamuri. Munofanira kudzokera mumwe nemumwe kune dzake. Munofanira kudzokera mumwe nemumwe kuhama dzake. So it was a time of returning unto your possession. Yanga iri nguva yekudzokera kunhaka yako. Returning to your inheritance. Uchidzokera kunhaka. And returning to your family. Uchidzokera kumhuri. And the message of the hour. Mumari dzenguva. Has returned us unto our possession. Yakatidzokera kunhaka yedu. The message of the hour. Mumari dzenguva. Has returned us to God's family. Yakatidzokera kumhuri yaMwari, mhuri yedu. That's why, my brother, my sister, when you know what you are, who you are, you can stand flat-footed in Canaan.
You say, "I don't
take instructions from Pharaoh.
What Pharaoh.
I'm no more in Egypt.
And this is Egypt.
I'm a child of God. I'm in another land. Every promise in the book is mine." And finally, the prodigal son outside the father's boundaries. We know what became of him. I don't really think he was just given what he wanted just without persuasion from the father to think otherwise.
And the father
were responsible. Maybe they tried to reason it
out.
Maybe he wished them death and they would not just die.
Pamaka fungira kuti dai vakafa ndakaona nhaka yangu havasa vana kufa.
And if his father was hospitalized, if he went to see him, if it was our time,
he
is not how quick, how close he is to life or recovery.
I find that when
but you see how close he is to the grave.
I end up with
as we know, it happens among us a lot. That some people, when an elderly person is now sick in hospital, some they want to go and check how close they are from taking the cows or the house or the furniture. And maybe he even tried praying, it didn't work out. And they were living on. One day he felt like I can't let this go on anymore.
Let me demand
it. And maybe if we were to dramatize it to imagine he was a modern youth. A youth which knows no God. I can imagine he would have gone to his father wearing a cap facing
back.
And with the trousers that refuse to be a trousers, it's not a short, it's not a trouser. Slightly below the knees, it's not a short, it's not a
trouser.
And I imagine him walking with this trousers which is half falling.
Coming
to the father and say, "Hi, my man, what's up?"
What's got? Hey, Jinda Wangu, who right?
That's the language. That's the prodigal language. Give me what belongs to me. And the father having tried his best.
Let
me give him. I can imagine if it was today and he would have phoned his friend in the far country.
Hey,
you poor guys. The millionaire is coming. And a removal truck like Elliot or humans was parked outside the yard. Loading what he has taken from the father's house. Maybe three credit cards and maybe a new account in the far country. And he gets there and amasses a great number of friends. Amen. The Bible says, wealth maketh many friends. For there are people who are really your friends. There are some who are your friends because of what you own. But when what you own begins to diminish, those friends who are friends because of what you own, they also disappear. But we thank God we have a friend who sticks with us closer than a brother. What a friend we have in Jesus. Whether you are in the valley, he's your friend. And on the top, he's your friend. I can imagine him in the bar in the far country. Saying to the bar lady, says, "Close. I can imagine him in the bar lady, close. Prodigal son and prodigal life. Oh, what made him prodigal son is the prodigal spirit upon him. He began to think he knows better than the parents. I have not been able to do that. And I can imagine the friends now drunk after a short while. They began to say, "Yeah, we are going to vote to MP here." And maybe he says, "But I'm not a citizen." They turn around and say, "We shall change the constitution."
Just change the constitution.
Amen. You know, when people are happy, they
can
promise anything. A young man will promise a young lady, "I'll buy you an aeroplane."
When
there's no airport in their village, say, "I'll buy you a train." Yet there's no railway in the town. Excitement.
Kufarisa.
Amen. Amen. Sometimes also under excessive sorrow, people promise things they cannot manage.
Zimenguwa no kana vasika bakunzisa tsitsi, vanovimbisa zvo vasika kwanzi
kuita. The promises at funerals, amen.
Tinoona kuvimbisa kana parufu.
Oh my brother.
Amaya.
I'm so sad you left us so suddenly.
Ah, torwadziwa kuti wanyatso kuti
siya tsingatarisi. But don't worry where you are.
Asikwa uri.
Rest in peace.
Zororai
muriga. I will take care of all your 10 children.
Ah, ndichachengeta vana vako 10.
I will send them all to private school.
Chavaendesa kuchikoro chakanaka.
Good wish, but sometimes it's not practical.
Eh, chishiyo chakanaka but haukwanzo kuzozviita
zvauri. But God cannot promise what he cannot do.
Asi Mwari havambise
zvasinga kwanzo. Whatever he promises, he's able to do.
Chavanengambisa vanoita.
Now this prodigal son lost the friends.
Mwanampara dzakarasikwa nesha Mwari.
Finally he was now with the pigs.
Zvino anga ane nguruve.
The far country is cruel.
Nyika yekure iyi.
Outside the father's home, there's no compassion, no joy, no peace, no feeling for a human being, no mercy, no genuine friends,
it
was friends of convenience.
The
friendship was technical friendship. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And he found himself feeding the pigs. But God has a way of bringing us to a point where we have got to remember the ancient landmarks, the place of origin, to remember the Father's house. The young man began to sing. How many servants of my father?
Varanda vangani baba vangu.
Enough even to spare.
Vane chikapu chakawanda nekutosiya.
And he said, I will arise.
Ndichasumuka.
And go back to my father's house.
Ndodzokera kuimba yababa.
He remembered the ancient landmarks.
Akarangarira huko dzekare.
The old landmarks.
Huko dzekare.
The place of his real inheritance.
Nzvimbo yenhaka yake chaiyo.
He knew out there.
Aiziva kunze
uko. Love.
Kune rudo.
There's peace.
Kune rugare.
There's joy.
Kune mufaro.
He remembered the atmosphere in the home.
Akarangarira upo womumba.
Young people, don't adventure.
Nechidiki, haikona kuti rega ndimboenza.
Don't say experience is the best teacher.
Haikona kuti anenge akambozvipinda ndiye anoziya.
You might not experience, you might not survive the experience.
Pamwe uchapinda mune zvaunobva wafirako.
You don't have to be stung by the black mamba to believe it's poisonous.
Haufane kuruma nemamba kuti uzeti ndiye poison.
If you say let him sting me, I'll experience it.
Rega ndirume nenyoka nevandanzwa poison.
You might not survive.
Ah, aurarame kashamari.
Because when you give the devil a chance,
ukapa Satan mukana,
he hits with a technical knockout out of the fence.
Anobva arova zvachose.
He says you will never get another chance at you.
Nekuti anobva akungoti hazvona
mukana. Stay in Christ. Stay with the
Gara muna Kristu, gara munharaunda.
And this young man arose.
Akasumuka mujaya.
I can imagine if it was today.
Ndikafunga kadai nhasi.
He's been singing.
Pamwe anga ichiimba.
And that far. Away from God, now I'm coming home. Yes, he had wandered far away.
Anga famba kuenda kure.
He had changed. Now imagine he went away, maybe wearing designer suit.
Pamwe akaenda akapfeka masutu akanaka.
The shirt which was white, which might be the only one, which was brown and gray.
Yanga kuchange brown kana gray.
Trousers has holes, not out of design.
Trousers rine zvigamba.
Out of one.
The
toes have punctured holes in the shoe.
Zakaboka.
The sole of the shoe is now eroded and finished, maybe at 45
degrees.
And his teeth maybe fall out of the front.
Mazino
and then he has shrunk in size. The prophet says,
malnourished
and weak.
Ana simba.
The far country is cruel.
Nyika yekure ine utsinye.
Don't adventure out there.
I cannot go and I cannot stand on board.
And the prophet says, when he would walk, he would occasionally lean on a tree.
I'm going to farm on board. Because
he had lost strength and just to regain strength. And I imagine him when he starts again after leaning on a tree. And he begins to say, I've wasted many precious. Now I am coming home. Then he stops again for a little while. My only hope, my only plea.
Dongo kumbira ishe
is to come back to the father's house.
Ndinongodzokera kumba yenyu.
He was returning to the land or the landmarks.
Dzokera kuhokodzekare.
To the place of his inheritance.
Achidzokera kunaka yake.
Oh, the father saw him from afar.
Baba akamona vari kure.
The Bible says in Ephesians chapter 2.
Bible mina Ephesians chapter 2.
We the Gentiles.
Isu marekuni. Panga tiri kure.
We have been made nigh to God.
Takasitswa pane
padzina mai. By the Lord Jesus Christ.
Nero paraise Jesu Kristo.
The father saw you from afar.
Baba akagona muri kure.
And he knew something good has happened to you.
Akazvadzimechinzi chakanaka chaitika.
It was inscribed in the Lamb's book of life.
Dzera kora kanyoro hamusere mbukure gwa upenyu nyika ino sati yavambwa.
A shame on the face looking down.
Muchaya ari kunyara.
Father, forgive me.
Baba ndiregerere.
I have sinned against heaven.
Ndakatadzira denga.
I have sinned against you.
Ndakakutadzirai.
But if you watch in that parable in Luke 15,
muka tarisa pa chirevo ichika.
The father doesn't seem to respond to his repentance.
Baba, amen.
He doesn't seem to respond to
Baba anotanga vasina kuteerera kutendeka kwaaita.
It looks like the father got busy saying, "Hey, my servant."
Baba akabanga batiana. Gadzirirai mutambo. Mwana wangu auya. Yeah, unza
ishu. Unza ishu. Yembe
itane butsu itamu. Mumukeze.
As soon as the father saw him,
Baba akangomuona.
He knew something good has happened to my son.
Baba
akabane
changanaka chatoitika.
So when he was now saying it with the word of mouth, the father knew something has already happened by seeing him from afar. And there are people like that. Sometimes they leave the church with a lot of noise and
thunder.
They leave the church and say, "I will never, ever, ever, ever in my life." But one day when a pastor sees him knocking at the door, they know, yeah. Now something good has happened. Amen.
Amen.
And he was taken and he was washed. And he had to exchange his tattered robe
for a new robe.
He had to exchange his worn shoes for new shoes. Let us exchange our tattered robe. Our filthy rags of self-righteousness. Let us exchange it for his righteousness. Oh, my brother, my sister. You are in
Canaan.
Stand your ground.
Mira panzimbo yako.
Stand flat-footed.
Mira panzimbo yako.
Face the enemy.
Tarisana nemuvengi.
And tell him, I am not Pharaoh's subject anymore.
Ita handisiri pasi pako faro.
I am from Babylon. I don't take instructions from Nebuchadnezzar.
Andi chaterera rairo yako iwe
na Nebuchadnezzar. But here I stay.
Asindakamira pano.
In the land of the living.
Munyika yevanorarama.
May God bless you richly.
Mwari akuropafadzei.